You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. You know, last time we got together, we led off with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers at Birdland. It's a package called Ugetsu on the Riverside label. That worked out well. Let's try it again this week.
And now we'd like to play for you a brand new arrangement written specifically for the present group that we have, which of course is cornet, trombone, and the rhythm section, piano, bass, and drums. Here's our version, our new version, of a very old song that's been one of our favorites for a long time. We sincerely hope it's one of your favorites. Here we go with What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you. Da 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 da. It's a lazy afternoon. And the beetle bugs are zooming. Tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view. Speckled trout stop leaping upstream. As we dream, a fat pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a willow. If you hold my hand and sit real still, you can hear the grass as it grows. It's a hazy afternoon. And I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy
thank you.
It's Red Norvo and his selected sextet from June 1945 Congo Blues on the Dial label. Red Norvo on vibes, Charlie Parker on alto, Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, Flip Phillips tenor, Teddy Wilson piano, Slam Stewart bass, Specs Powell on the drums, rounds out an extended set. Sort of an adventure there. Let's go to the top. We started with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers off a package on the Riverside label entitled Ugetsu. We listened to a thing called One by One, June 1963. The Messengers lined up at this point with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Curtis Fuller trombone, Cedar Walton piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Then the Jazz Tet from March of 1962, and a rendition of Tonk. This was on a package on the Mercury label called Another Get Together. Getting together on this particular date, Art Farmer trumpet, Benny Golson tenor, Gretchen Manker on trombone, Harold Mayburn piano, Herbie Lewis bass, and Roy McCurdy on the drums, the Jazz Tet. Then we listened to J.J. Johnson. This was on the Columbia label from a package entitled In Person from February 1958. Their rendition of What Is This Thing Called Love? J.J. Johnson trombone, Nat Adderley cornet, Wilbur Little on bass, Tootie Heath on the drums. Then we went back to the 40s, a pair by Dexter Gordon. First from June of 1947, Mischievous Lady. On the Dial label, Dexter tenor, Melba Liston trombone, Charles Fox piano, Red Calendar bass, Chuck Thompson on the drums. We followed that with a side from December 1947 on the Savoy label, So Easy was the name. Dexter Gordon on tenor, Leo Parker baritone, Tad Dameron piano, Curly Russell bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. We listened to a transcription side by Teddy Wilson, solo piano, from around 1938, and The Little Things That Mean So Much. After Teddy Wilson, we went, about Warp 3 for this program, July 1978. I think our cutoff date is 64, but we went for it anyways. Shirley Horn on the Steeplechase label, the title track to the package, Lazy Afternoon. Shirley Horn piano and vocal, Buster Williams bass, Billy Hart on the drums. And that brought us around to Red Norvo and his selected sextet and Congo Blues. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline is roughly 1944 through 1964. Let's go back and grab a couple of shorties. These were things that might have gone on in the jukebox. Thank you.
Thank you.
there. There's a little combo that was headed by Howard McGhee and Dodo Marmarosa together. From October 1946, up in Dodo's room. On the Dial label, Howard McGhee trumpet, Teddy Edwards tenor, Dodo Marmarosa piano, Arvin Garrison on electric bass, Bob Kesterson on acoustic bass, and Roy Porter on the drums. Before that, Errol Garner, also on the Dial label, June 1947, and Love, The Strangest Game. And we started that short set with a home recording by Charlie Parker and crew, thing called Home Cooking, and this one in parentheses says Opus, with Charlie Parker on alto, Melvin Broyle and Howard McGhee on trumpets, Russ Freeman on piano, Arthur Fiskin on bass, Jimmy Pratt on the drums. Again, it was a home recording that was eventually issued on the Dial label. Well, we've got time for a couple more. This week, let's call on Gerald Wilson and the orchestra. There's got one with an 18-piece orchestra and another with a 19-piece orchestra. Both pieces we're about to listen to feature Harold Land and Teddy Edwards in the reed section. These are on the Pacific label. The first one, the thing called Paco, from December of 1963.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gerald Wilson and the orchestra, 18-piece band there with Harold Land and Teddy Edwards. A thing called Paco. I can't tell you the name of the original package that it was on because I've got all the My Gerald Wilson here in a mosaic reissue. But it was sort of interesting to listen to. Sounds like he might have been listening to Ellington at some point because he had the reed section playing a part that was seemed like totally atonal, if you know what I mean. That's the way I always recognize Ellington. If I didn't know this was Gerald Wilson, I might have thought that it was Ellington for a minute. Well, hey, guess what? That's got it for this week. It's Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve again. The program's a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. We'll taste a few licks of this one, also by Gerald Wilson and the orchestra, and we'll see you next time around.